This CD contains samples of overtone singing that you can practice along with. It also has some basic instructions on how to create the overtones. For our first sound, practice the sound of O in normal singing voice. O. Pay attention to the shape of the lips. The lips should be in a slightly O shape, and the tongue should be relaxed, flat against the bottom of the mouth. And once again, let's practice this together. O. Now, in order to create overtones with the sound of O, keep the shape of the lips slightly in an O shape and expand the inside of the mouth as though you had a small grapefruit inside of it. And also, it helps to slightly pull the flattened tongue backwards towards the back of the throat. And it now should sound something like this. Normal sound. Oh. Modified sound. Oh. In order to create more of the overtone levels, it's just a matter of adjusting or modifying the diameter of the lips and the opening in the mouth. Slight adjustments will create the overtones. For example, let's practice this together. Let's practice this again, keeping in mind that you want to keep the inside of the mouth wide so that it creates lots of different sounds and harmonics. Let's now create some of the higher frequency overtones, and for this we'll use the same positioning that we used for the O sounds, but with a slight modification. Taking the tip of the tongue, place it behind the upper front teeth, and it should sound like this now. Once again, you should be able to hear some of the higher frequencies, and that's done by modulating or adjusting the position of the lips slightly. It just takes slight micro movements of the lips and even the tongue. Let's try this once again together, remembering to keep the tip of the tongue behind the two front upper teeth. Once you get the overtones going, try experimenting with the shape of the lips, movement of the tongue. Try different things. Let's practice once again together. Once you feel comfortable in getting some of the high frequency sounds, overtones, you can practice different positionings, and for that you can use different words such as year. And let's practice that. As you continue to practice and get comfortable with producing overtones, you can experiment by letting some of the sound vibrate in the nasal cavities and the different parts of the throat, through the teeth, using different tongue positions, lip positions. Just keep experimenting, and it's all in the practice. Once you start getting comfortable in producing the basic overtones, you may want to try producing the lower bass harmonics, and they sound something like this. For the lower harmonics, you want to make sure that the vocal cords are relaxed with absolutely no straining or forcing. To create this sound, we're going to keep the lips closed, not allowing any air to pass through the mouth. We want the vibration to start in the nasal cavities. And the sound is going to sound something like this. To get that sound, it's sometimes helpful to start off with a higher pitch. And once again, let's try this with the mouth closed. Once you get that motor-like sound going, you can try opening the mouth, and it will sound something like this. Whoa. It's helpful to keep the inside of the mouth as wide open as you are able to while maintaining the O shape of the lips. Once again, let's try practicing together. As you get more and more comfortable in creating the basic overtones, you'll most likely want to start experimenting and have fun creating your own techniques and sounds. For the last part of this CD, I'm going to use a crystal singing bowl. It's a rose quartz, and I'm going to combine the sound of the rose quartz crystal singing bowl with different vocal overtones, and this will be something that you can practice along with.